So this is about as dumb of a dumb debate as there could ever be. Now, dumb debates seem to be about half of what's on the internet. The other half is cat and dog and baby pictures. Well, one woman started a heated debate on Twitter after questioning whether it's normal to shower with your back to the water rather than facing it. The woman says she always faces away from the water and really was immediately met with arguments that you probably have to be flipping back and forth to properly wash your body. Well, she said that may be true, but most people tend to stand primarily either 90% of the time fixated facing the water or having your back to the water. One user, who a lot of people are saying actually maybe settled the debate, says they like to have their back to the shower for one simple reason. When washing, you're not going to bend forward to wash your legs and headbutt the wall. So it makes sense to then be facing your back to it. Which way do you think you do?
Oh, I think that the best way is like your back to the water. That's how I do it. Because if you stand facing the shower, you're going to get water in your eyes. And then suds from your shampoo will drip into your eyes. It's just dangerous for your eyes.
I face the water. I don't have that issue because I'm a grown adult and I know that I can stand. I don't need to stand directly under the stream of water.
No, but even
so, I can step back and let the stream hit my chest. So then when I'm washing my face, you wash your body in there and then you just kind of put your face under the water. But when I'm washing my hair, still facing it, then to rinse it, I flip.
But then if you have it like coming down towards you, like you said, it's on your going towards your chest, that's still in your face.
Just for knowledge's sake, if we could real quickly, if you have the ability to safely text right now, can you say if your back is facing the water or if your face is turning the water, like back to the water or face to the water to 35270, just so we can get an idea what's typical. I feel like I flip back and forth depending on what part of my nude body I'm scrubbing at the time. But I'm probably, if I'm just kind of like hanging out a little bit, like, you know, sometimes you're a little tired and you just stand there for a second, it probably is back to water because it's kind of soothing and almost like a bit of a massage. You're just getting sprayed with the water, like a little aqua massage.
Yeah. And then you can like turn around to like do your frontal body parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. If I'm frontal while I'm nude in the shower, yeah, definitely gotta face the front.
I face the front most of the time.
I suppose, too, if I don't have hair on my head, but if one did have hair on the head, I would imagine that's another reason, incentive to have back to the water.
That's when I flip.
To wash your hair that way.
Yeah.
That's the time I'll flip when I'm washing the shampoo and conditioner out. Otherwise, I like the conditioner to sit in my hair so that I'm facing the water, too, during that point.
Mm-hmm. Now, people got really heated about this on the internet and like we're calling each other stupid and ignorant based off their answers. I don't know if we need to get that violent about it, but were we seeing a consensus when it comes to the Playhouse family? Like, what are you seeing come in?
I would say 75% back to water, 10 face to water, and then the rest, 15? Flip.
So most people are back to water?
Most people are back to water, and then there's like a good portion that do the flip, and then a few that say front.
And honestly, I've never thought about it, but tomorrow morning I'm going to be taking a shower and I'm going to be super in my head about it.
I have another debate. Do you guys wash your legs? Do you scrub your legs or do you let the soap drip down your legs off your body?
I loofah them.
That's probably a little of both, depending on the day, depending on how dirty I am.
If I'm shaving my legs, then I'll scrub them and loofah them.
Do people not wash their...
I feel like, do you really need to wash your legs?
Yeah.
Or do you just let the suds drip down?
Well, because, the average human being's crotchal region probably needs a good scrub and is probably getting a little bit,
but
you know.
But your legs.
So in the process of being in that general region of the crotchal area of the landscape, I think that you'd probably get the legs while you were there because you're in the general area. Like kind of like if you need to get, you know, something from Menards, you're like, well, I'm already on 13th Avenue. I might as well swing into Hobby Lobby while I'm at it. You know, you're in that neck of the woods. You might as well take care of business.
Someone did say you have to wash your legs.
Yeah.
Do you? I read you don't. I read you're not supposed to put soap all over your body.
I think that you got to give her a scrub. Yeah.
You're not supposed to soap
from
your body.
Boot up. Not...
from a booty?
A body guru. I recently watched this. It was a clip I actually found on Facebook. It was something I recently saw. That's why I started thinking about this.
You've never heard the shower song?
I have not gone.
She might need to hear it.
Crotch, booty, legs, and pits. Legs and pits.
This is not a real song. You made that up.
Crotch, booty, legs, and pits. Legs and pits.
Well, you should sing it to this guy. I just watched a video about this guy saying you're not supposed to put soap all over your whole body.
I also think like putting, if you have like a good soap that has like a moisturizer in it, like to put it all over your body is a really good thing because not everybody lotions after a bath or a shower. So to have like moisturizer inside your soap will actually hydrate your skin.
I have one that has moisturizer and lavender and I loved it. And I used to trick myself into thinking it was making me go to bed.
And now you don't use it anymore.
No, I still use it.
Scrub your crotch and booty, legs and pits, legs and pits.
I'm going to find this video and show it to you guys. You're driving me insane.
I'm going to record a children's album. If we're all just saying what we're up to these days. Celebrity Sizzler momentarily on the show, including Ben Affleck. Oh, man, he's mad. Ben is not a happy Ben Affleck these days. Then after T-Swift, Widow, Playhouse. I'm like the water when your ship rolled in.